The Massachusetts Health Connector has decided that its $69 million technically troubled health insurance website is not salvageable, so it's starting over. The Connector will now pursue two options, expecting one to be ready this coming fall when residents again begin choosing health care coverage for the coming year. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story.
The Connector will buy a, quote, off-the-shelf model website from Virginia-based HCentiv. But tailoring elements for Massachusetts will take some time. If it doesn't look like this new site will be ready for open enrollment in November, then Massachusetts residents will go to healthcare.gov, the federal insurance enrollment site. Glenn Shore chairs the Connector board.
We are pursuing dual tracks because we want to be in the best position possible to deliver a well-working website for the fall. That's what the people of Massachusetts deserve, and that's what we want to deliver for them.
But Eric Linzer, with the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans, says some of his member insurers don't have the resources to create enrollment and billing programs that would work on two different sites in less than 6 months.
We may run the risk of some health plans that are on the Connector today that aren't able to meet the technology specifications in the compressed time frame, and may not be available to consumers when open enrollment begins next November.
Some critics say the dual strategy just doesn't make any sense at this point. Josh Archambault is a senior fellow at the Pioneer Institute.
The state has struggled with the capacity and the technical expertise to do it once over 4 years. So to be able to take a dual track over 5 months seems unrealistic to me.
Archambault says taxpayers deserve more information about how much the state has spent trying to fix the site and how much it plans to spend on this dual-track strategy. The Connector says it expects to hold costs within the original budget of between $170 and $180 million. The Connector board will discuss details of this latest web fix at a meeting Thursday. Board member Dolores Mitchell, who oversees health insurance for state employees and retirees, supports the two-track plan.
Is it the happiest of all solutions? No. Is it a solution that has a chance of succeeding? Yes.
The 190,000 residents in temporary coverage will stay there for now. More than 100,000 Connector Care members, whose plans have been extended since December, will likely stay in those plans through the fall. The Connector's goal in all this mess is to keep residents insured. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.